Well, good morning. Last time we looked at the parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin. And if you remember, those who were listening to Jesus was the sinners, the tax collectors, the Pharisees, and the teachers of the law. So these parables were directed at those who were listening. And you don't have to agree with me, because the parables are sort of open to interpretation, as long as they do not contradict the clear teaching of the Bible. So I take it that the lost sheep and the lost coin was for the sinners and tax collectors, the rejected, those who the religious people thought were cursed and could never really be accepted by God because they could never live to that standard. And so when Jesus told the parable of the lost coin, excuse me, and the lost sheep, it was to reveal the heart of the Father. It was to reveal God to them, maybe in a way they had not seen before, how he would seek them out because he loved them and wanted them to worship him and wanted to have fellowship and a relationship with them. We saw last time how the word lost is such more meaningful to me than, say, the word perish, and it is the same Greek word. And we and we saw where it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him will not be lost but have everlasting life. For God is not willing that any should be lost, but that all should come into repentance. You see, the younger son asked for his inheritance before his father died. He wanted his money now. He wanted what was due to him now. It would have been about one third of the total estate, two thirds going to the elder brother. The father gave him what was due to him, and he went and wasted it on what people call sinful living, until that day he ended up in that pigsty, thinking about life back home, thinking about life with the Father, thinking that even his servants had food to eat. Who was Jesus revealing in this parable of the lost son, or as it's often known, the prodigal son? I think the Pharisees and the teachers of the law would have realized the subtle difference between this parable and the other two. In this one, they had an inheritance. The younger son had an inheritance. In this one, the younger son had turned his back on what he had known and had left the family home, had left the security of all that his father had offered him, and gone off by himself. And maybe that was a picture of the Pharisee, the picture of the teachers of the law, they who had gone away from the clear teaching of the character and the nature of God, and had gone away and doing their own thing, and had ventured away from what God had revealed to them. And Jesus was saying, you know better than that younger son who ended up in the pigsty. Remember that pigs were considered unclean. So what a vivid picture that Jesus was painting to those who were listening. Oh, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were not happy with Jesus. Not only did he say that God loved sinners and tax collectors, but he was saying that if they had left the security of what they knew, the word of God of which they knew, to peddle their own religion, to peddle their own thinking, to tell people this is how you get accepted by God, and they were charging for it, ripping people off. Jesus was saying, you're like that young son in that pigsty. No wonder they were upset with Jesus. But there we have the young man, that young son in that pigsty, coming to his senses. And he says, I have sinned against both heaven and you. He wanted to tell his father he was sorry. He wanted to repent of his selfishness, that he'd wasted everything the father had given him as his inheritance. Because it says in Luke 15 that when he came to his senses, how many of my father's hired men have food to spare? I'm starving. I will go back to my father and say to him, I have sinned against heaven and you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men. But his father was looking for him. In this parable, the person didn't go seeking that which was lost, but was looking, had compassion. And when he saw his son coming down the road, he ran out to meet him. He had compassion on him. And although his son was saying, make me just one of your servants, the father had nothing, would have nothing to do with that. He called his servants, give him a robe to wear, a ring on his finger, and sandals on his feet. He was reconciled. He was restored because he had had a change of heart. Excuse me. He'd had a change of direction. And just like the other two parables, there's rejoicing, there's celebration, there's a party. And what Jesus wanted those listening to know, that if you had once known the blessings of God, if you had once known the word of God work in your life, if you know the security and the safe place in the Father's house, if you'd have known all that and yet you still turned your back, you still went your own way, he says you can come to your senses. And if you would turn around and come back, the Father is waiting with open arms. The Father wants to welcome you. The Father wants to have compassion on you, embrace you, reconcile you, restore you. That's the good news that Jesus was telling the people who were listening. You might have known him. You might have known his blessing. But you ended up in a pigsty. And he says, come back, all is forgiven. Come back, all is forgiven. Isn't that wonderful? You see, when we looked at the coin, we saw that the broom was like the Holy Spirit, and we saw the torch was like the Holy Spirit to find that which was lost. And although the Father was not seeking out his lost son, what was used to bring him back was situation and circumstance. Not all situations and circumstances are to bring us back to God. Some happen because we're living good lives, righteous lives, holy lives. Well, in this case, what Jesus was saying, the love of God is so great that he will allow suffering to come upon us, that we might turn back, that we might come to our senses, that we might go back to the Father's house where there is security, where there is hope, where there is peace, where there is love, where there is joy, where there is everything we need to live the life in the power of God. You see, this parable, in fact, all the parables, these three parables, are to reveal the character and the heart of God, of compassion and of love, that no one should stay lost. Even those who had tasted the goodness of God and have ended up in a pigsty, ended up lost. He says to them, there's a welcome for you in God's house. So what does it mean to belong to the people of God? What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus Christ? In this parable, I think we might take it for granted that the youngest son was Jewish and he ended up in a pigsty, which is the last place a Jew should be. But you know, I found this. This is what it means to be a Jew. This is what the Jew literally means. The Hebrew word Jew, if you translate it literally, means to give thanks, to praise, to confess openly and freely. Therefore, if you're going to call yourself a Jew, one of God's people, that was God's requirement of you, to give thanks and praise, to confess about God openly and freely. Therefore, if we're saying that we are a follower, if we are part of the people of God, the same applies to us, that we would give thanks to God. Praise him, that we would confess him, his word, his truth, his love, and we would do this openly and freely. Why? Because we've got a relationship with him. Everything that that young son in that pigsty did not have. He wasn't given thanks. He wasn't given praise. He wasn't in the word of God. He wasn't talking about the love of God. He wasn't in a relationship. But he came to his senses. And that was restored to him through reconciliation, through repentance. And this is the parable. Jesus was looking around, maybe at those Pharisees and those teachers of the law. And he said, you're no better than that young man in that pigsty. You've misrepresented God. You've taught your own thing. You're not praising me. You're not thanking me. But there's a welcome for you in my Father's house. If you would only change your mind, change your direction, change the way you think, my Father has love and compassion for you all. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Oh. But you know, there's somebody else in this parable. Somebody else. And maybe this other person was more like the majority of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. They had stayed with God. They had a confidence and a reliance upon their observance of religious duty. They took pride in their prayers and their tithing and their attendance of festivals. They looked down on the sinners because, ha! They can't be accepted by God. We can. Look how good we are. Look at what we've done. Let me introduce this other character to you. Luke 15. Meanwhile, the oldest son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked, what's going on? Your brother has come, he replied. Your father has killed a fatted calf because he has come back safe and sound. Oh, the older brother was angry. He refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. That's love. That's compassion. But the older son was having none of it. None of what the father was telling him. He said, you've not given me a robe. You've not given me sandals for my feet. You've not given me a ring for my finger. You've never killed a fatted calf. And you're throwing a party for him after what he's done? After how he's wasted your money? How he's wasted the inheritance? And you want to throw a party? You say that he was dead, but now he's alive? That he was lost and now found? Well, I wish he was still lost. It's not fair, it's not right, it's not just. How can you bless him? He's such a sinner. In fact, I can't go in that party because I can't associate with sinners. So I'm not going in to the party. The older son didn't have an appreciation for the compassion and love of the father. And you know, perhaps there are many believers who are like that. Many believers who think, well, we've worked hard for the gospel. We've done everything asked of us. We've attended every meeting, every conference, every Bible study, every prayer meeting, every Sunday service. And then this person who has backslid, this person who has lived their life in a sinful, unrighteous way, comes in and is forgiven, restored, reconciled, and God blesses him. That's not right. That's not fair. That's not how it should be. But that is how it is. And so often believers are like that elder son, just like the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, who sort of don't trust someone who's backslidden and come back. We find it difficult to accept that they've changed their ways. Difficult to accept that God has empowered them with the Holy Spirit. Well, we need the compassion of God in our hearts and in our lives, just like the Father in this parable. You see, the Father forgave because he was filled with love. The Son refused to forgive because he was bitter about what he saw as injustice. The older son's resentment rendered him just as lost to the father's love as the younger brother had been. The older brother is just lost. Just as lost as the younger son in the pigsty. Except the younger son had more of a realization about it. The older son was blinded by his goodness, his righteousness. You see, whether we're in a pigsty or we have bitterness and we feel that everything is unjust and unfair, we can be just as lost. What's Jesus saying to us this morning? Whether you've backslid or whether you are self-righteous and proud, you're both lost. You both need the love of God, and God loves you. Has compassion on you. And he wants you, even if you identify with the elder brother, he wants you to have his compassion. He wants the love of God to flow through you by the Holy Spirit. Because God doesn't want people lost. He wants them found. He wants them restored. He wants them reconciled. He wants them empowered with the love of God to be his witnesses, to worship him. That's what these parables say to me. You see, these religious leaders said, we've slaved for God. We've kept all these rules and regulations. How upset they would have been to see Jesus saying how a backslider is loved and have compassion from God. How a sinner and a tax collector, those they considered cursed, had love and compassion from God. But not only that, if they really understood the parable, the elder son, which was like most of them, could also receive the love and the compassion of God. And as far as we know, the elder son didn't receive the love from his father. It's much more easier for a backslidden, a sinner, a tax collector to receive the love of Christ than it is for a self-righteous religious person. But we all need the love of God in our lives. Oh, to rejoice like the angels of heaven when an unbeliever, a backslider, repents and turns to God, like the father in the parable. Let's be opening and welcoming to all those who turn to Christ, whether for the first time or whether from a heart that's gone away and come back to him. You see, sinners, outcasts, difficult people, all have been offered salvation. God's people must not stand aside and above, but they must join in heaven's celebration when those who were lost have been found, when those who were dead come alive in Jesus Christ. Are you lost this morning, like a sheep or a coin? He's calling you to repent and believe. Because he's seeking you. His spirit can convict you. His word to shine a light on your sin. He loves you. There's forgiveness, reconciliation when we repent. Are you lost this morning like a young son? Once you had enjoyed the blessings of God to be with God's people, But you turned your back on him, lived life your way. You're in a pigsty because you're not someone. You're not that person anymore who gives thanks to God. You're not that person anymore who praises him and confesses him. You're not that person anymore in his word, in his truth. You're not that person anymore revealing the love of God openly and freely. You're not that person anymore in a close relationship with God. And God says, come to your senses. Return to the living God who's welcoming you with compassion and open arms. Maybe you're lost this morning, like the older son. You try to please God by obedience and self-denial, maybe through gritted teeth. You resent how sinners get blessed, forgiven, how there is much rejoicing over them. The problem really is that those kind of people have no real knowledge or understanding that they are lost. But ask yourself, are you living as someone who gives thanks to God? Are you living as someone who praises him, confesses him, his word, his truth, his love? Do you do this openly and freely? Are you in a close relationship? If not, you're lost. He loves you. And he has no desire for you or anyone to be lost, to be outside of a relationship with him. Oh, come, let's rejoice, let's celebrate. Because God the Father loves us. Well, that's my thought on the parable of the prodigal son. This next finishing, closing remarks, you can take or leave, because Jesus did not have this in his mind when he gave them. But I've done a kind of prodigal son COVID style. And maybe because of lockdown, you have become like the young son. You've ended up doing your own thing. You're no longer that person who gives thanks to God and praises him and confesses him. You're not in his word, in his truth, in his love. You're not openly and freely confessing him. That close relationship once had is not there. Why? Because COVID happened. Why? Because lockdown happened. It gradually crept up on you. Then it became less and less, and you didn't even realize you've ended up outside of a relationship with the living God. I want to say this morning, you're lost, but you can be found. You're blind, but you can see. You're dead, you can come alive. Even if lockdown has had that effect on you, God loves you, has compassion on you, and says, come back. Come back to him. COVID, elder son style, well, they say, well, we had lockdown, but I kept praising. We had lockdown, but I kept in the word. We had lockdown, but I was more blessed. I was more holy. I was more righteous. I did more praying, more fasting, more generous giving. I was so on fire for God in lockdown. And I just can't understand those in lockdown who struggled. I can't understand those in lockdown who were worried, anxious, and fearful. I wasn't like that because I'm a true child of God. And really, those people who are struggling, they have no part in the blessing of God. Oh, they have no place to come and worship and praise the living God. Friend, that is a religious COVID pride. Just like the elder son. We have to make sure that we have an attitude of the love of God, the compassion of God. We must be in a close relationship with him. Oh. You know, if you're lost this morning, you can't praise or worship or give thanks. But you don't have to stay lost. Whether you're like the young son or the elder son, God loves you, has compassion on you, and he wants all of us to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen.